Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show's for you. Hi, Isa. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am based in South Texas. I have been writing for as long as I've been able to hold a pen. Shoot the Moon is my debut novel, but I have also written several short stories, a couple of novellas, and I am just really excited to see what the future holds for this book and anything that comes after it. And in my day job outside of writing and other interests that I have, I'm also an audio engineer and I work in interactive media.
Oh, that's really exciting. I love this. And so what led you to start writing? I know in your pre-interview you said that you like the research and historical fiction and the romance, but there's also music. Like it all ends with music. Talk to us a little bit about that.
My bachelor's degree is in music composition, and I have been interested in music and taken music lessons since I was very small. And it's just something that has always scratched a very specific itch for me. My brain really clicks when it comes to music. There's a puzzle solving aspect to it. There's a pattern recognition aspect to it that I really enjoy. And there's the emotional aspect to it. I think music is an art that is so good at communicating emotion and feeling and intention. And like, people will say, I have no words for what this made me feel. And when you don't have words, music doesn't need words to communicate all of that. So I think it's a art form that has really helped me find different ways to express myself. That has been a really nice feedback loop with writing, where it pushes me to say, okay, if I was going to write a piece of music about this, or if I was going to seek out music to listen to compound this feeling, what would that sound like? What would that feel like? And putting my brain onto a different track, or making myself imagine a different, or almost like a synesthetic thing, where it's like, I want to write this, so how would it sound? If I was trying to put this scene into music instead of a written scene, what would it sound like? Being able to look at it from that perspective gives me, it not only keeps it interesting and takes the pressure off of me, but it really does lend a pretty special corner of being able to access another layer of emotional intention that I'm really keen on accessing.
Yeah, I love this. And so talk to us about your writing journey. So you've been writing all your life and you dabble into different places, but how did you settle in this book to get to where it is right now, to be your debut?
Writing to me was very private for a very long time. It would be like, I kept diaries, but mostly I kept notebooks. And that was like my secret stuff. Yeah. Then it was like, I'm writing my little stories and like, no, mom, you can't read it. No, friends, you can't read it. You know, writing with like my hand covering the page on my desk. And honestly, I was very much just learning how to flex all these creative muscles in my brain. If you look back on the notebooks that I have, you can tell exactly what I was writing at the time, or what I was reading at the time, because they're very similar stories. They're very similar characters. It's very endearing. I really love still having that piece of my childhood with me. It very much became a way that I made sense of the world around me, where it was like, if I don't understand how to make sense of these feelings or any sort of situation internally, I would put it into this almost external, sort of not quite external. It was this weird little purgatory of, it is still an internal process, but I am putting it on the page. I'm acting it out through other characters. What is that? I've been obsessed with romance and this idea of falling in love since I was little, and being able to make that happen in so many different iterations over and over again. My favorite thing to write is the moment when somebody realizes that they're falling in love, or when characters finally admit to each other that they have feelings. It's such a fun moment that can be endless. There's endless ways to write that. So it, for me, it was just a very private process for a very long time. And I didn't have the intention to seek publication. When I was a kid, I would always be like, I'm going to publish a book someday when I'm a grown up. But I didn't know, obviously, how to do it. I didn't know what sorts of steps to take. And then when probably around like 2017, 2018, I started saying to myself, I would like to write a book. I would like to take this seriously. I would like to get something published. I didn't really have any actionable ideas at that stage, but I started doing the research of like, what are the basics? Get an agent. Or first, finish a manuscript, get an agent. I knew that I wanted to do traditional publishing. I did self-publish a small novella at one point, mostly just to get it out of my system, but quickly realized that self-publishing just wasn't for me. It's a skill set that I don't have. And so I knew that I wanted to pursue traditional, and it then just became writing and writing until I found the manuscript that latched. And I had two books written and attempted to query before I started querying Shoot the Moon. And that, I'm grateful for those books, even though they're shelved and I don't know if I'll do anything with them. Maybe I will, who knows? But they really did teach me the ropes of, this is how you write a good query letter. This is how you talk about your book. This is how you find a community of people who are going to be, you know, lifting you up and celebrating your successes right alongside you and helping you stand up from your failures when you do, because it's inevitable that you're going to fall flat. There's not going to be anything that ticks everybody's boxes. People are going to say no, regardless of how good it is. But yeah, it was a process of making this thing that used to be so secretive and private and just for me, just waiting for the right story to hit, to become something that I could share with everybody. And I'm lucky that a story as enjoyable for me to write and to explore and to put together is the thing that I get to debut with. It's really special to me that I get to bring this as my first hurrah.
And let's talk about it. Talk to us about Shoot the Moon. What is the elevator pitch?
So my elevator pitch is, I'm going to pull up my actual elevator pitch so I like don't stumble over it, because I think I say it's something different every time somebody asks, but it is about a young woman in the 1960s who makes a discovery during her work on the Apollo 11 launch that causes her past and her present to collide. So there is a speculative element, there's a historical element, there's a romantic element. It's a blender of all of my favorite things. I thought it's everything that I write is very much what are all of the stuff that I want to read in books. And that's what keeps it exciting and fun for me, is that like I am just as much a reader of my own work as I am a writer. So I'm approaching it from those two sides the whole time I'm putting it together.
Yeah, I love when writers write what they want to read at the same time, because chances are readers want to read that. Like they can feel it in the emotions, they can feel in the writing that there is like that the author was. Sometimes the books are struggles and it's just the nature of the book, but sometimes it's like fun just to see these are the elements that it may not make sense from the outside, but when you combine them together, it creates magic.
Exactly.
And that's what we want to hear.
You know? Yeah.
We want to hear the magic. All right, so let's talk about your reading life. What kind of books do you tend to read?
I read a lot of historical fiction. I read a lot of romance. I really love thrillers and crime fiction. I have never written a thriller or crime fiction, but yeah. Boy, howdy, I love reading them. I don't know. I don't think there's much criteria for the things that I tend to read. I have a pretty eclectic bookshelf. I like a lot of nonfiction, but the nonfiction does tend to be historical, like deep dives on really specific stuff. I like memoirs. I think honestly that the driving force behind all of the things that I really enjoy reading and the things that I like to keep when I have them are something to do with there is a journey involved of some sort. The character starts at point A and ends at point B and has been transformed by the end of it. I think it's anything that has like a whiff of the hero's journey to it, I'm really on board with. I was like a Greek mythology kid when I was little. So yeah. Anything that has some sort of echo to the old stories and humanity has been telling stories for the entirety of our existence. And I really do believe that storytelling is the thing that sort of sets us apart from any other creature or thing in the universe, that we tell stories to each other. So I think that anything that keeps to that thread of this is a variation on the theme of blank. I love seeing what different authors do to throw their hat into the ring to make something new out of the familiar.
Yeah, I love this. Yeah, seeing the stories, even though they might be retellings, they might be reimagining, just fresh start, fresh eyes, whether it's setting, whether it's people, whether it's characters, whether it's plot, whether it's twists and turns, it gives you like an idea of what to discover. It's I love romance because even though it can be formulaic, it's gonna be happily ever after, the authors
It's still gonna be
on your
fun.
ride. You're just like, it's a
I
whole
think,
ride.
yeah, romance to me is very much, that's the definition of it's about the journey, not the destination. Because hopefully you know that they're gonna end up at the end in some way, shape, or form, or end up together at the end in some way, shape, or form. But the way that they get there is the exciting part. There's that joke that the O in italics moment is like always in every romance ever, but like we still love it. We still like gush over it the whole time. That's the fun part, is figuring out how different authors reach each of those milestones of the genre, or each of the touch points of the genre. And I think that that's where the real magic happens, where it's like, that's how you can tell if you're resonating with an author, if you're like super excited about the way that they trod ground. And that's my hope for my work, is that I can be an exciting factor to the readers.
Love this. All right, so let's talk some book recommendations. Do you have any books to recommend or listeners to pick up?
I do. I have a couple. The most recent, one of the most recent ones that I have is Tin Man by Sarah Winman. Made me cry multiple times. It is gorgeous. The prose is amazing. The characters are just like, you ache for them. It's really cathartic. The main character is just so wonderful. He's sad, and you want to give him a hug, and you want to make him a cup of tea. And the more you find out about his life and his past and these people that he's loved, oh, it's so good. I could gush about this book all the time. And then another one that I have a couple. Another one that I have is Under the Poppy by Kathy Kojo. It's the beginning to a trilogy. It is super exciting. Like I'm like at a loss for words because it's such a good book. Like it's sexy and it's smart and it's woven so deftly. Like you really care about all of the characters. They have their own motivations. The way that she writes is just so rich and so redolent, and you are just immediately in every scene. And it's so good. The rest of the trilogy is incredible, but the Under the Poppy in particular, is that's where it starts. And speaking of romance, there's an old favorite. It was published in the 50s. It's The Charioteer by Mary Renault. The two main characters, Laurie O'Dell and Ralph Lanyon, I like to say that they invented love. They are so charming and so tender, and like because it was written in the 50s, the way that they speak to one another and the dynamic that they have is, but it because it's so guarded, you can see in the margins of the way that they speak to one another, they stand next to each other, like the history that they have is just like, it's so clear in every little thing that they do that they just adore each other, and it's you're just rooting for them the whole time, and finally when they get to that point, you're like, yes, like you just want to run through the streets and cheer. And I also really, speaking of memoirs that I liked, it's fairly short. I think it's technically a novella length, but it like does not read like a novella. It is immediate and it punches, and it's a really urgent, lovely book. The memoir is Fruit Punch by Kendra Allen. She's a San Antonio author. She's local to me. I heard her read an excerpt from it once at an open reading, and stunning. Like the voice that she has is amazing. It's so personal. She manages to render some really intense moments in this just very, it's reading the book is honestly just like sitting across the table and talking to somebody. It's really wonderful. And if anybody is, I would recommend it to like people who like memoirs and also people who don't like memoirs, because it's at once very familiar, but it really does some fresh stuff with it. And then lastly, I think another book that's really been sticking with me that I also read this year, a Texan author, and it's not a historical novel. It is a retelling of the Greek pantheon. And you have a couple characters. It's set in East Texas, and it's very familiar characters in the kind of family drama setting that she puts it in, but it's so special because you can see, oh, okay, that's Zeus, that's Hera, that's Aphrodite. That's Hephaestus. Like you have all of these characters that they have little characteristics, and she's done such a wonderful job of just weaving this drama, like a capital D drama between all of them. And it's so exciting, and it just pelts ahead, and it's really hard to put it down. And any other Greek mythology kids, pick it up. It's really good.
So your the title caught off for that last one. So can you share the title again?
Oh, yes, that is Olympus, Texas by Stacy Swan.
Perfect. Adding it to the TBR for sure. Isa, tell us where you can find you online.
You can find me on Instagram at arsene.prose, and then my website is www.inarsene.com. And those are, I only have one social media platform. Anything else would drive me nuts.
That sounds good. So thank you, Isa, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Laura. I had a great time.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyournextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyournextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.